beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. I have traveled a lot in my life, and many of those trips have been solo trips. Solo trips do not mean the kind of ones where you stay in hostels and live in a limited budget. My solo trips are mostly ones where I travel like a regular traveler, enjoying the comforts of hotels and walking around cities, exploring places, food, and of course, the most important of all, interacting with people. My trips involve limited travel. Once I reach a place, I prefer to stay there and go around the place and explore. I'm not into visiting as many places as possible within a short span of time. It is too exhausting for me. But all my trips have been memorable experiences for me, because I stay in a place and explore its identity as a place, have friendly chats with people who like to talk, and sit around for longer period observing people as they hurry along, lost in their struggles to survive. Recently, I went abroad for 15 days, and my friends had suggested that I should move around a bit and not stay in the same place. I chose not to, and by the time I returned, I realized I had made friends, I had made memories, and I had enough content to do multiple episodes for my podcast. You might keep hearing about this journey again, I warn you. I think people are the most important pieces in the jigsaw that completes the identity of a place. They are fluid. Their experiences and their impressions of the place they live in are also diverse and sometimes even conflicting. The more you listen to them, the more complex it becomes. Also, the more mesmerizing. I spoke to people of different nationalities, having come to this place and decided to stay on. Their accent is different. Their memories of the city is different. Yet they all matter when it comes to knowing the city. I felt that they were the best archivists, capturing their lives in the city in their own memories and preserving them in their stories about their own lives. During this trip, one of the people I made acquaintance with was a woman whom I met in a coffee shop. She had come to the city 20 years back as a student and remained there, built her family, and when she told me laughingly about how the city was never part of her plan, I thought about the choices we make in our lives and how we are the same everywhere when it comes to emotions and vulnerabilities. Are you a traveler like me who enjoys those conversations and the slow process of learning about the place one day at a time? Or do you like to be on the move from one city to another, rushing from one tourist site to another? It is all about what you want from the trip. Nothing more, nothing less.